Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Wealthy Show. I am your host, Melissa Moffitt, and this is a podcast about having a really healthy, plentiful, beautiful, trusting, empowered relationship with money. I am here to tell you stories. I'm here to offer you guidance and wisdom I've gained along my journey and also working with thousands of clients on their relationship with money. And today I want to do a full download of my up-to-date story when it comes to money. I've been wanting to make this episode for a few weeks, and I just had a really powerful conversation with my mastermind clients that involved some of these pieces, especially some of the more recent pieces. And I was like, okay, it's time to do this episode. So this is the story of me building a seven-figure business with money, a multiple six-figure net worth. And it's also the story of a lot of loss. I exited, along this journey, exited a physically and emotionally abusive relationship. And there was so much challenge that went into that, and also financial challenge. And I want to talk about these pieces with you all today. And yeah, so thanks for being here. So this is my story. And my intention for this is I want you all to see what's possible. I want you all to see that you're capable. I want you to feel not alone, perhaps. And I'm really excited to share with you. And I also just want to give a disclaimer that for some of these pieces, I'm going to be pretty vague. And that is intentional. I am sharing as much as I can, but have to be vague about some things for my own protection. Okay. So just FYI there. So this goes back to, gosh, you know, I never really thought about money growing up that much. I saw, you know, like we're just like living our life, right? My parents got divorced and there were, you know, some arguments over money. My mom had a really hard time after the divorce in, you know, reestablishing herself and finding her way. I'm not going to go too much into it because it's her story, right? But that really impacted me. But I didn't really have, you know, like I got a full ride through college, which I'm so thankful for, a women in engineering program, and had a stipend in grad school, and I was in a very, very, very low cost of living area in rural Tennessee. And I was able to just like pay my rent, which my rent, you all, was like $190 a month. Can you imagine? So I didn't think about it too much. And I was very much interested in environmental justice and social justice. I had started a meditation practice when I was 18 because I had an extreme amount of anxiety that was actually a result of childhood trauma. I, you know, was diagnosed and medicated for social anxiety from the time I was 16. I was diagnosed at 16, but it impacted me a long time before that. And now I'm here like just like talking on a podcast and just have like, you know, a big audience and all this kind of stuff. And so I had a lot of trauma and all these things, and I started learning about holistic tools just by Googling things, because I was in very rural Tennessee, didn't really have access to, like, you know, green juice facilities or whatever. Like, it's Tennessee. And I started meditating and immediately felt things starting to shift. And I had been like, okay, I want to be an engineer and I'm going to do this. And it's not truly what I wanted. It's what people told me to do. You know, I was good at math. I was good at science. I was very competitive and liked having external validation based on my accomplishments. And I was extremely hard on myself. My mom told me that if I would bring home like a B, that she would have to soothe me because I would be punishing myself. So I was extremely hard on myself. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to be an engineer. And I was really, really good in my class and, you know, was often like, you know, was like academic peer mentor and grading papers and doing all sorts of things. And I was just doing the most. But I felt really empty inside. And so I started meditating. Oh my God, just thinking back to this time. Like, I'm like, yes, Melissa, like, yes, Melissa. I started meditating and my whole life started to open up. I started to have different perspectives and soften my stance on life and start to see that there were other possibilities for me and start to find who I was and start to develop like a really solid self-love. And it took a long ass time, you all. Like, I'm 31 now. The amount of self-love I have is pretty profound, I would say. Like, the amount of trust in life I have, I am so thankful for it. And it's because of, you know, over a decade now dedicated to practices like this and healing and all of that. And I started to share on social media. I had felt pretty congested when it came to my creativity. And just randomly, I started posting on Instagram. I actually first started as a food blog. I was vegan for a long time. When I moved to Colorado, that changed a couple years ago. When I moved high into the mountains, I got pretty sick. And it wasn't because I was vegan, but my hormones were really off. I was having trouble with digestion and my circulation, and my period was just a wreck. And so I would love to be vegan again one day, but my body really kind of needed the extra energy. So I had a blog called Vegan Tennessee, and I started posting on social media. And then I also started posting. I was a dancer for a long time, and I started doing yoga, asana, as a way to support my dance as training. And I thought meditation was meditation. I thought yoga was like Pilates. I thought it was an exercise. And then one day I was like, oh, these are related? What? Because I was already meditating at this point. And so I started to see, like, I started to post photos of dance and yoga and just writing my story as a way to express. And within a year, I built about 10,000 followers. That eventually grew to, my peak was like 55,000 followers organically. And I was getting invited to like go teach classes, go to retreat centers, do yoga challenges. And I was like, maybe I could do something with this. And I saw people who were entrepreneurs and I was like, but I'll do that in 5 years. I'll do that in 10 years. I'll do that when I'm more secure and more stable and when it's clearly time and all of these things. And so I finished my master's degree. I thought I was going to do a PhD, but I was like, you know what, let me just do the master's for now and I'll see how I feel. And after the master's, I was like, I am done with this. And more of me was wanting to become an entrepreneur, become a yoga meditation teacher. And I got a job and I, soon after I got that job, my dad was having health issues and he turned out to be okay. He still, you know, he has to take care of himself, but we were really scared for a while. The health issues he was having were, you know, they run in his family. There have been some pretty early deaths in his immediate family, due to these, you know, similar interconnected health issues. And so we were pretty scared and I was pretty scared and I was driving a ton to go see him. And I also just had a big wake up call with how precious life is and precious our time with family is. And I was just feeling more and more, you know, in my career, a lot of the people there did not like their work, often complained about work. It was very isolated. I was in a cubicle a lot of times. Most of the time. And I just, and all the while I was growing my social media and I was like, ugh. And I became friends with someone who was an entrepreneur and yoga teacher who was very successful. And I was just like, if she can do it, if they can do it. And I'm just like, I just got fed up. And I wanted to be home with my dad for a while. And so it was like this mutually beneficial thing where I quit my job, I moved home, and
I was supporting my dad, and he also, like, I had a place to live, which I'm so thankful for. I didn't have to pay rent for my first year in my business, and I had never sold a thing in my life, and I'd been working on how to have a podcast. I launched my podcast during this time. This is August 2018. I launched my podcast, and I sold my first thing, which was my Air and Earth guided meditation album and meditation guide. I had a PDF guide in there, and it was great, and it was $15, and I sold copies every day, but for the first 6 months of my business, I was making about $400 a month, like maybe like $200 to $400. And I had started to feel a calling, right? I was like starting to teach retreats, and that was fun. But I'd also started to feel a calling of doing deeper work with people. You know, I had had this meditation practice for a long time at this point, and I had really developed a lot of insight into personal development. I'd overcome a lot of internal challenges in my life, and I felt called to teach a course called Worthy. And I started teaching that course after doing a retreat in Colombia, which I still run this retreat to this today, Nourish Colombia, with my friend Mandolin Badger. And we have a retreat coming up in December. If you'd like to come, we have a few spots left. We're getting down to the last final spots for December 1st through 7th. I'll link some details down in the show notes below. And there was this amazing breathwork session that we have a local teacher come in and hold space for us. It's like a half a day experience. Very deep, like incredibly insightful breathwork where you have big clarities, big releases, big visions, all of these things. And there was a part of me that was like, go, dude, like you have to launch this offer, this course. And I'd been planning it for a while, and I launched it within a week of returning. And my business went to making about like $2,000 a month, or $2,000 to $3,000, like enough that I was like, wow, I'm like, I'm doing it. And all the while during this, right, like I started doing work with money behind the scenes. And this was a huge support in that growth. And there's more growth to come, trust me. And I was kind of at a breaking point when I was making $400 a month. I was terrified. I was like, what am I doing? What am I going to do? I was waking up in the middle of the night so scared, just like having nightmares. I was so scared. And I started taking these tools, right? I knew tapping. I knew how to do shadow work. I knew I had meditation, right? I knew about visualization. I knew all of these tools, like journaling, all these things. And I started applying them to specifically to money. And I was also reading books about business and listening to podcasts about business and educating myself on how to run a business, how to take care of money. And things started to pick up. And I kept doing it, and I kept doing it, and my business kept growing. Eventually, I got to the point about within a year of me starting my business, I had my first 10K month. That was in May of 2019. And then it kind of like wobbled for a while. I didn't really know how to sustain it. I kept doing that work. I also moved to Boulder, Colorado. I'm like a little gunky in my throat right now. Let me clear it. Excuse me. I moved to Boulder, Colorado, something that kind of came up on my radar and I felt called to do. I wanted to be somewhere where I could be in nature, but also have access to things and ride my bike and go to the farmer's market and have community. And Boulder felt like the place, and I've lived there ever since and I've loved it. But I went from like not paying rent to having rent that was like, I think it was like $1,100 a month or something like that, which was a lot for me. And there were a couple months right after I moved to Boulder where I made like $2,000 a month, and I was like, frick, like, what am I doing? This is terrifying. Should I quit? And then a couple of things happened. I kept doing the money work, and I elevated it, right? I hired my first coach. I just really like went all in. And I was like, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep going. And COVID happened, and January was a 5K month of 2020. February February was a 15K month. And then COVID happened in March. And I stayed committed. And I was like, there's a part of me that wanted to quit. But I was like, I have so much to give during this time. And I also, at this point, I had more and more clients requesting that I talk to them about money. I had my first client hire me one-on-one. She came to me from one of my, from Worthy, and was like, I would love to work with money with you. And I did my first money course, Worthy and Wealthy, which now has evolved to Wealthy, behind the scenes. I did a beta version of it. And I was terrified to talk about it publicly, you all, because I just felt like I had felt so much judgment toward myself when I first started doing the money work. I was like hiding that I was doing it and not wanting to talk about it. And now I talk about it all the time, you all, like, and I just went for it eventually. And I had a couple of things, like it was January of 2020, right? That I decided I was going to do it. I officially launched that course in May. Publicly. By May, I was also making like $20,000 a month. My business had just grown so much and kept growing. And then by June and July, I was making like $30,000 a month. And I had also, I mean, part of it was I started looking at like, where's my money going? Because I was making more money, but I wasn't keeping more money. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I'm literally making tens of thousands of dollars a month. And I started focusing on building wealth as well and prioritizing that money and really like looking at the money. And by August, I went from like December, I was like, do I have enough money for rent? And then by August, I had a down payment for a house. And it was insane. It was amazing. And so I bought a house. I did that. My first house. And I was just like, wow, like I bought a house. And I just kept going. And eventually I got to the point where I was making $50,000 a month, 40 to 50,000, like in the 40s and 50s. And I was like, holy shit, this is like amazing. And I was still doing money work the whole time. And then so this is where I'm going to get into kind of like the vagueness, but that's okay. I eventually had this very intense experience where I was in a relationship and I did not see it for a long time, but that person had some pretty serious mental health issues. And for various reasons, it was hidden from me. There were a lot of lies. And I felt pretty stuck and things were escalating where it started out, there were red flags from the beginning, but I didn't see it. And eventually it became physical abuse. Okay. So like hands being put on me. And even then I felt kind of stuck and was like, it was just very disorienting. And it's hard to explain. This thing is hard to explain for anyone who hasn't gone through it. If you've gone through this kind of thing, you know. I mean, this is narcissistic abuse mixed with other mental health issues that make for like a very scary cocktail. And I didn't recognize clearly what was going on until the other mental health issues all imploded. And there was like a very serious mental health crisis and psychotic issues. And at that point, it was very clear what was happening. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay. And again, it's very hard to explain when you haven't gone through this kind of thing. It's like, it's so disorienting. There's a lot of lies and manipulation. And also, like, trauma bonding is very real. Trauma bonding is bonding with someone who is causing you trauma, right? Because, like, you feel like you don't really have anyone else to turn to. And there's, like, this weird addictive cycle that's, it's honestly related to Stockholm syndrome, where it's, like, the person who is creating a traumatic experience for you is also your source of care during that. So it's just all sorts of messed up. But I finally became really clear. And I mean, there was like, there was law enforcement involved. I got put on a list of like people who are at risk of being murdered. Like, it was very serious, you all. It was very, very, very serious. And after that, I moved around a lot. I couldn't be in my home. It wasn't safe for me to be there. And I did not have capacity to run my business, as I'm sure you can understand. I was dealing with, like, finding a secure place to live, being in a crisis situation. I mean, like, I'm so thankful, you all, that I had the resources that I had, because immediately when this happened, law enforcement reached out and they were like, here, you know, like, there's all these programs, and included programs for finding housing and programs for, like, women who are homeless and people who are homeless because of these kind of situations. And I can 100% see why someone would end up homeless and completely financially ruined from this sort of situation. I was so thankful for the career I have, because I was like, there would be no freaking way for me to like keep a job right now, honestly, with how much I was having to deal with both emotionally and externally. And it was a lot. It was a lot. And honestly, like, the capacity that I did have to run the, like, keeping my business at the level that I did keep it at, I honestly think is pretty badass, because I still took care of my clients. I scaled back a lot. I wasn't doing new things, but I was still making progress. And I knew too, I was like, this is going to help me so much. And it helped me be a better space holder in the long run. And it has, it has. And I ended up, I was trying to see if I could keep my house. And I had people come look at it to rent it, but it was a completely eco house. It's kind of delicate. If you know anything about like eco construction, eco homes, there's just a lot to take care of, because it's less about convenience and more about like honoring the earth. So there's things you have to take care of with the land. There's things you have to take care of with the water systems. There's things you have to take care of with the solar and with like greenhouses. It's a high level of care. And so it didn't make sense to really rent the house. And also just energetically, it was time for me to release it. And so I tried to keep it for a while, and eventually I was like, you know what, I'm just going to sell it. And that was a whole process, you all, because of the timing with the market, interest rates were and are super high. And so I had to come down a good bit on my asking price. And then also because the house was not occupied, there ended up being a leak that turned into mold. And then I also found out like a week before closing that there was a septic issue that was going to cost a lot. So I ended up losing, based on how much money I put in, I lost $130,000. And that was kind of devastating at the time, because I was not working so much. I was expecting that more of a payout than what I had. And there's like actually some still things that are going on with the house because of the septic issues. But I remember, like, I called my dad when I found out that, and my dad is a psychiatrist, and he, you know, has a lot of really great insight and experience. And I was like, Dad, like, I just found out that it's going to be another $50,000. And I was like, I feel like a failure right now. And he said to me, you know, your life is worth more than $50,000. And I was like, okay. It was just, you know, it was what I needed to hear. And it's true. It's true. Like, that's how serious it was. Woo. And so, yeah. And so I just like, during that time, I was like, holy shit, I am so thankful that I have built what I've built and I have the relationship with money that I have. And I also knew that like having the experience of building a lot of wealth and also having a big financial loss was going to be like, for me to be a wealth and money teacher, having the lived experience of both was going to set me up to be, you know, like an even better space holder, because I can work with people now who your home burns down, your husband dies, like you go through a very serious life issue that impacts you financially. And I have actual experience to speak to that. And I have experience of building a lot of wealth and running a 7-figure business. Like I can do it all. I got it all. One of my friends was my friends were so supportive. One of them was like, this is your profound time. And, you know, I just was like, I'm becoming a crone faster than I imagined, but here we go. And it honestly, like the level of nervous system regulation tools I had, the level of trust I had in money, the level of tangible financial resources I had to pull from, was incredible. I was so thankful. I was so thankful that I had done the work I had. And on the other side, it's even more important to me now to help people. Like during that time, there was one point, you know, I thought about quitting you all. I really did. I was so just like traumatized. And there was a part of me that was like, if I was wrong about that, maybe I'm wrong about everything and I'm not meant to be doing any of this. And I'm actually a fraud and dumb and all of these things. And I knew that I was just like my wisdom self, like I have pretty good access to like the witness, the internal witness. So I knew that those were all passing emotions, but I had to feel them and I had to let them play out and be with it. And so like there was one time where I was on a camping trip during this time, and it was like one of those like synchronistic experiences where I didn't have to do shit. I was just invited and I just had to show up and everything else was taken care of, from the gear to all the plans. And it was so great. And I was up really high on a mountain, and my group that I was with wanted to do this like climb, and I didn't really want to do it. Because I've done a lot of daredevil stuff in my life and I'm kind of like over it at this point. And I was like, I want to sit here and meditate by myself. And so I sat there and meditated, and I was just feeling into, and this is when I was in the thick of it, you all, I was feeling into what my calling was, like what was on the other side of this. And everything in me, everything around me was like, you are meant to help people with money, and this is going to serve you with this. And you can't see it right now, and you can't rush your timeline, but money work. And I was like, I mean, it makes sense. It literally makes sense. And on the other side of that, I feel that entirely. And the way I've restructured my business, the way I've restructured my offers, the content that's been coming through me, my voice has really just ignited you all. For me, singing publicly and I'm writing a song a week right now. I have also returned to, I like closed my account, a while ago that I had built to so many followers, and started a new one, and I felt called to return to my big account and reclaim that part of me. And I'll put a link to the post where I talk about returning to that account, and you should go follow that account. It's at melissa.moffitt, which is actually my old username, which wasn't available for a while and was available somehow magically. And I have felt so clear and so excited for what is happening in my business and happening with money. And I've never felt more security with money in my life. I have less money than I did before all of this happened. And I feel richer and more abundant than I ever have. And also really excited for what I'm creating. Really excited for what I'm creating. I'm writing my book. I have structured out some really amazing offerings, and I'm excited to build and give. I received so much during that time. It was amazing. I've never received more in my life from friends, from strangers, from professionals. People were just showing up for me. It was incredible. And I'm ready to give. I'm excited to give and create and hold space. And like I said before, it's never felt more important to me to help people with money as it is now, because when you go through the experience of your wildest dreams coming true, right? Like being someone who is seen and supported and builds something beyond your wildest dreams. And I remember when I just wanted to make $4,000 a month, right? And that was like, that felt like a huge goal just to like support myself. And it got to the point where I was making 10 times that or more. and you know, some that being able to fund so many beautiful experiences in my life, from traveling to sisterhood to I healed from adrenal fatigue during, like, while I was growing my business. It funded so much beauty in my life, and also being able to navigate huge challenges and huge loss and be solid and be loving myself and be allow myself to take care of myself and to be taken care of. And it was so healing, that experience, in so many ways. And I've never felt better with money and with myself. And and money is simply just a mirror for our relationship with ourselves. And I saw that even more during that period. Yeah, so that's the story. That's my story. That's my story. Thank you for listening, you all. So I have some invitations for you. One is follow my new account at Melissa Moffitt. The link's down below. I have a retreat coming up in December. There's a few spots left in Colombia, Nourish Colombia. I'll put a link to the information for that. And then also I have a new course called Heal with Money. That is a lower ticket offering with six. It's going to be live for now. Eventually it will be pre-recorded. So I'm running it live for the first time, or for the only time that I'm, as of now. I might change my mind in the future and run it again, but I'm about to be running it live in the next few weeks. If you're listening this in live time, or you can catch all the replays for it. And yeah, and it's all about healing with money, like creating space to be someone, right? Healing is just creating space. It's letting go. It's feeling the feelings that are there, feeling the resistance, shifting your perspective, reestablishing your ancestral lineage and your experiences, perhaps processing grief around money. And it's creating space for your natural state, which is empowerment and trust and a secure attachment with money. And all of that is a mirror for empowerment within yourself, trust within yourself, a secure attachment with you. And with life, with all of life. So this is for you if you feel called to create a secure attachment with money, to have a really beautiful, empowered, trusting experience of money and watch that ripple into what happens tangibly, right? Like, it was all the healing work I did that helped me build the business financially that I did. And I'd love for you to join. So there's links down below where you can learn more and explore if you feel called to that space. If you want to work with me one-on-one, I have space open right now. And if you're not listening in real time, then just send me a DM on Instagram and we can explore the options that are available. And that's it for you all. Okay. I hope you have an awesome day and I will talk to you soon. Bye.